Hello everyone, it is Wednesday, November 20th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, pink and blue flags in St. Catharines. Second, conscience bill in Alberta is facing some challenges and needs your help. ARPA releases a new policy report. And lastly, freedom of religion or freedom of worship. Let's get right into it today. Last week, a school club in Southern Ontario spent a day on the streets of St. Catharines setting up 10,000 pink and blue flags to bring attention to the issue of preborn human rights. A few of them join us now.
Here we are at the corner of Lake and Ontario in St. Catharines. We're putting up 10,000 flags to signify 100,000 abortions that happen in Canada each year. I'm here with...
Jenna Sinke,
over from the Student Action Club at...
Jordan Christian School.
Yeah, and we're here with a whole pile of volunteers to put up flags. We want to bring this across Canada. Everyone, get out there and put up flags with your school group.
Thanks to all the volunteers who took part in this display. It generated a lot of discussion on social media. If you would like to host a display like this in your area, contact info@weneedalaw.ca. Ed joins us now to talk about a bill in Alberta that we need your help with.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I'm here in Calgary and in, yes, another big wallop of snow. Lots of folks out there shoveling their sidewalks and shoveling their decks and driveways. Well, it may be urgent, but it's not as urgent as what I would like Albertans to do. Take the snow shovel and put it aside for now. And what you need to do is get back inside, get behind your computer, and send an easy mail out regarding Bill 207. Bill 207 was tabled a couple of weeks ago. It's a bill that supports conscience rights of medical professionals and healthcare workers to act in their profession according to their conscience and according to their religious beliefs. The bill is floundering. It looks like it might not pass, so we need you. We need you to send an easy mail. The link is right up there and support it. Did you know that our charter lists freedom of conscience as first in the list of fundamental freedoms? Well, if you didn't know, you know that now. So put the shovel aside. Hey, you've got 8 months to shovel snow. Get behind your computers, send that easy mail asking your MLA to vote in favor to support Bill 207. Find a friend, find two friends, find 40 friends and get them to do it as well. Take care. And God bless.
Thanks so much, Ed. Please join us in sending the easy mail to your MLA now at easymail.arpacanada.ca. Now, the team has been hard at work polishing up a new policy report, and Levi has more on that.
Hey, Colin. I'm here, and I'm excited to announce that ARPA has released its new policy report on conversion therapy now. Over the past few years, legislatures in Manitoba, in Ontario, in Nova Scotia, they've passed laws on this issue. But now, in the recent about half year, BC and federal parties have been weighing in on this particular topic, so we felt it was something that we needed to address. So we published this policy report. It's the longest policy report we have published to date, because there's several things that we wanted to address in here. One of them is to explain a biblical understanding on gender and sexuality. Another thing we want to address is to clarify what conversion therapy is and what conversion therapy is not. For instance, conversion therapy should never include things like parents talking to their children about how their body, how their biological sex influences their desire, sexual desires, or their gender expression. So we're hoping in the next couple of weeks to send this policy report out to legislators, to MPs, to senators, to provincial legislators across the country so they can rightly legislate on this issue. Also, if you want to give this policy report a read, it's up on our website and it's freely available for you all to read, to download, to print off. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. Find the report at arpacanada.ca/publications. The Calgary Herald ran an article by Catherine Ford last week that got me going a little bit. The title was, "Nothing Wrong with Prayer, but Alberta Must Not Return to the Days of Bible Bill Eberhard." Now, I know nothing about the former Albertan premier, but Ms. Ford argued that, quote, "Anyone who chooses to believe the literal truth of the Bible is free to do so, even in 2019. But then she says, quote, "All this is personal and intimate. It has no place in the public sphere." Hold on just a second. This is something that we hear said all the time. Separation of church and state, they say. Leave your faith at home, they say. There's faith and then there's real life, they say. But there's a problem. What we're seeing is a shift in thought from freedom of religion to freedom of worship. Now, that doesn't sound so bad, but it's a big problem. Religion is a worldview. It's a set of glasses by which you see the world. People who claim to be non-religious don't understand religious belief, even though they are fundamentally religious beings themselves. The things that are good, the things that are bad, the things that are worthy of attention, the things that are not, the things things that have value, the things that can be disposed of, that's a religious worldview. Sincerely held beliefs affect the way you do business, teach your kids, the way you interact with your neighbors, the way you worship or don't worship. Religion is not something you put on like a dress-up game. It comes Tuesday through Thursday, too. What Ms. Ford is proposing, and what many Christians today accept unquestioningly, is that the Bible and the Christian worldview must be left in the private home and in the church. We need to declare loudly and clearly that we can't put the truth aside. It has bearing on all of life, and those who obey it will be blessed, and the society that ignores it will slowly suffocate itself. And that's why it's important for us to defend our right to bring our biblical worldview into the public square, and that's why ARPA exists. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.